for something known as a con-con, or more properly, an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con-con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution? They're not obeying it now. The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com. Humanity is greater than politics.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your home computer, but it's coming to you via text to your mobile phone. So that means it works with all of them. With this, you can plan out every facet of your day. But what sets Civil Dispatch apart from the rest of the herd is what they do unbidden based upon your locale. Because it's going to let you know about the things you can't possibly imagine that there is no way to plan for. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. Man-made, Mother Nature. You're going to find out about it. You're going to be the first one to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. There's more information that has been released about this mass killer that killed six members of his attached family in Texas as he attempted to hunt down and murder his ex-wife. There were a lot of missed opportunities to put this guy behind bars, commit him to a psychiatric evaluation, and strip him of the ability to legally purchase a firearm, which would have been fitting in his case. A divorce decree issued in February shows the killer and his wife were married in California in 2002. They separated in 2013. He had been jailed in 2008 on charges of assault and domestic violence in Logan, Utah. Those charges were dismissed as part of a plea deal, according to Logan authorities. Last year, he was served with a protective order from his ex-wife. It was dismissed after the couple filed for divorce. Online court records show. The killer's mom also reported an argument with her son July the 2nd at her home in San Marcos, California, during which he physically restrained her when she tried to leave the house to call for help, according to the San Diego County Sheriff's Office. The killer left after a few hours, and his mother contacted 911. She later obtained a restraining order against her son herself, according to the statement. This killer had been on the fringes of having his right to own a gun taken away in 2008, but the charges were pled down. Last year, it might have happened again when the protective order was filed against him, but that was also dismissed. Just last week, his own mother obtained a restraining order against him after he essentially took her hostage. None of these instances were apparently enough to flag this guy for a psychiatric evaluation and a 72-hour hold to see if he was a threat to his ex-wife, even though the argument with his mother was apparently due to an attempt by the killer to hunt down his ex-wife that started over a week ago. His court-appointed attorney, Doug Durham, is already signaling the insanity defense that we all probably knew was coming. He said his focus is going to be on the killer's mental condition and whether he was legally responsible at the time of his conduct. He said, I think the evidence is going to show he's a troubled individual and has a history of mental illness. Unfortunately, the delivery of the health care has failed in this system. This is not surprising. Because for most normal people to look at this guy, there aren't many other explanations to fill the gap or to for anybody to grasp or wrap their head around. But she also said, and this I believe is the prosecuting attorney, whose name is Thomas, probable cause in the case showed a determined effort involved the planning and the conscious decisions. This guy, he had a screw loose, but he wasn't insane. You know, just me looking at it. She said she would present evidence to a grand jury to seek a capital murder indictment, and a decision on the death penalty would later be made by elected district attorney Devin Anderson. Like many others, this guy had a history of apparent mental illness. And like the majority of those who end up committing murder in a domestic violence context, he had a prior history of documented violence. And this leads us to where we are right now, which is this cultural and political battle being waged at both the state and the national level. Right now, there are attempts by the anti-gun Democrats to strip away the gun rights of those accused of domestic violence, and to strip away the gun rights of those who might be mentally ill, or at least going through psychological distress. Now, on the face of it, their concerns seem almost semi-valid. But I don't trust them. I don't believe that their motives are pure. They're trying to make this an issue about firearms. And no other means of possible destruction. And they're missing the elephant in the room. The failure of the mental health system and the courts. That's the elephant in the room. This guy, numerous times, could have been looked into. And he got pled down or dropped or, you know, whatever. But this basically threatens the basic tenet of a system that a citizen accused has a presumption of innocence under the law. That's very important to have, that presumption of innocence. That's the bedrock of our legal system. It's supposed to be the bedrock. If we lose that, we've lost the core of our beliefs. I wouldn't want to be a mental health person. Because that's got to be a heavy burden to carry, trying to identify these people. I see no indication, or have heard of no indication in this particular case, where mental health people looked at him. But people in charge of enforcing the law and keeping the peace had an opportunity to at least put him somewhere where they might have looked at him, and they failed in that. And these deaths, the deaths of these six individuals, they're on that blood is on the hands of the people that failed to stop him in this run up, just like in a very large degree, Santa Barbara. That a lot of that blood is on the hands of the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department. We need to do a better job of identifying and treating those with mental illness and tendencies toward violence without one size fits all, without unfairly stripping everybody else of their rights, and more importantly, avoid undermining the basis of the legal system. There is not going to be an easy answer for this, but the people actually involved that are charged with the mental health aspect and in charge with the legal, you know, law enforcement aspect, and the jurists, the judges, all these others, they're going to have to step up to the plate. They're actually going to have to look at the pitches thrown at them, and they're going to have to take swing at a few of them. This reflexive tendency of the anti-gun left is to target the Second Amendment as a solution for each and every problem. That is definitely the wrong answer. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington from Texas Law Shield. Going to talk about a couple of cases that came down the pike, whatever you want to call it, earlier last week. In any event, we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
All right. Well, that sounded good. Welcome back on a Monday. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Last week, pending in the Senate, was a pro-gun sportsman's. It was called the Sportsman's Act. It was very pro-gun. And it encompassed some 20 sweeping changes to the use of federal lands and resources for hunters, anglers, target shooters. And it was called by the NSSF as a once-in-a-generation piece of legislation. And it died. Because in an attempt, it had wide bipartisan support, in an attempt to, well, doing what they do, they decided to try to, on both sides, they tried to attach 81 amendments. 2 days after a bipartisan 82-12 vote to proceed from the debate, Senate members on both sides rushed to attach amendments, sometimes contradictory amendments to the act. Now, Reed, Tuesday, stated he would allow amendments, and he subsequently backpedaled and filled the tree on the bill, a parliamentary procedure in which he refused all amendment branches to the trunk of the act itself. Since the bill was subject to a pending anti-filibuster vote on cloture, it needed three-fifths of the full Senate, 60 votes to pass, and sufficient support was not available. It had the sponsorship of 26 Republicans and 18 Democrats and an independent who was first, when it was first introduced to the Senate in the beginning. It was seen as a needed bill for many moderate Democrat co-sponsors facing tough re-election in red states this November. This is why I called it a kabuki theater bill last week. Reid blamed the Senate GOP members for the bill's demise, saying they wanted amendments because they want to kill the bill like they've tried to kill everything in the last 6 years. Oh, gosh. Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming, Republican, said it's an astonishing display of what a majority leader has done to muzzle an entire legislative body, both parties. He was one of the ones that put it together. It was designed to halt what he termed the overreach of the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers. Among the flurry of other amendments proposed to the bill were a rider from Senator Rand Paul to repeal Washington, D.C.'s gun registration requirement and end the district's ban on semi-automatic weapons and allow guns in post offices, which has been one of his pet projects for a long time. But it's an interesting one because what he's done is he's reframed the debate and put it all in Washington, D.C., where we've had a, I don't want to call it a monumental Supreme Court win, but that was what Heller was about. Senator Susan Collins, Republican in name only from Maine, teamed up with Senator Gene Shaheen, Democrat from New Hampshire, to propose an amendment that would give disabled American veterans lifetime passes to national parks and other public land for hunting and fishing. That's if they're allowed to have a gun. Veteran Mississippi Republican Thad Cochran, who was still locked in a runoff fight against a Tea Party candidate, submitted no less than three amendments. These included extending his state's current 3 mile sea limit in the Gulf of Mexico out to 9 miles, giving state conservation agencies the ability to extend federal set waterfowl seasons for two additional days for veterans, and adding his earlier GRIP Act, which would eliminate federal funding for state gun registries. Connecticut Senators Chris Murphy and Richard Blumenthal offered a measure to deny gun purchases to those under temporary protective orders. coming from Dick Burt Durbin, we had the straw buyers working on behalf of prohibited persons in Chicago. They were targeted by his amendment, while fellow Democrat Jeff Merkley of Oregon proposed a measure to improve water availability to the small city of Prineville, population 9,173. I could not exist in the Senate. I don't know how these guys, this is probably why they have such big staffs, because they have to have the staff to keep up with all of this minutia. The NSSF issued the following statement. They understand why pro-sportsman members from both sides of the aisle wanted an opportunity to vote on amendments unique to their respective states. That said, it was disheartening to see America's long-standing tradition of bipartisanship on sportsmen's issues sacrificed to the continued gridlock preventing meaningful bipartisan legislation. I don't get it. They may understand it. I don't. I think when you understand that kind of, when you get out there and say, well, you know, I understand the way they do these things and make these things happen and propose these amendments and everything because it's for their respective state they're just representing. I don't see what it wasn't germane to the conversation. Now, Senators Blumenthal and Murphy, who are actually wanting to put gun control in a pro-gun bill, they've stated the partisan fight in the fractured chamber over gun control is not over with the failure of this bill. According to the Connecticut mayor, they are hoping to highlight efforts to oppose expansion of gun use until Congress acts to prevent gun violence. Let me rephrase, let me restate that for you one more time, because I want to point out an interesting parallel, if you want. They want to highlight efforts to oppose expansion of gun use until Congress acts to prevent gun violence. I sort of like the structure of that. Part of the problems here is both Senators Blumenthal and Murphy don't understand that you can't prevent gun violence. You can make it a very hazardous environment for criminals to exist within and to operate within. That prevents gun violence. But you can't get out there and just... There's no legislative way to prevent gun violence, really. There just isn't. You can't legislate morals. But I like the structure of that. I have an idea. I have an idea that maybe Senators Blumenthal and Murphy could put out there, because I'm pretty sure they're down for all of this immigration amnesty. They should also get out there. They should also want to highlight efforts that oppose expansion of any new immigration reform until the border is sealed. And that actually has credence because the border could be sealed. How much fence do you think $3.7 billion would build? How many National Guardsmen would that pay? But that's not what we want to do. But that's just me musing out loud because I can. But in the end, this would have enabled a bunch of Democrats. They gotta go. They gotta go. In pro-gun states, because they could have looked pro-gun some more. Even though, you know, immigration is a gun issue. Obamacare is a gun issue. Because they have ramifications on your constitutional rights later on down the road. And they probably vote for those things. So being pro-gun in this particular case versus being anti-gun every other time, they got to go. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Rider is a little higher.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIGuns.com.
STI, the surgery firearms at the highest level.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at AdamsArms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
From the blunt object.
All right. On a Monday, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming from the Columbus Dispatch, a letter to the editor. And the reason I bring this up is because I'm beginning to see more and more players involved making statements about anti-gun trains of thought that encourage me. So this is coming from a gentleman. What was this guy? Roger Marr from Dublin, Ohio. And this is his letter to the editor, and I give it to you verbatim. By publishing the letter from Paul J. Josenhaus in last Saturday's paper, the Dispatch demonstrated why the two sides of the gun control debate will not reach agreement how to prevent senseless murders by people who are mentally ill. If Josenhaus's point of view represents the anti-gun movement, the divide between these two sides is as vast as the Grand Canyon. Josenhaus started by saying a previous letter from Alan Gottlieb, who showed the anti-gun movement was using inflated statistics to promote its agenda, was wrong, and that Gottlieb was disingenuous. However, he failed to refute Gottlieb's data. In fact, Josenhaus did not even try to dispute the anti-gun movement's inflated numbers. What Josenhaus views as reasonable gun control measures, no rapid-fire weapons or multi-bullet magazines, and a license and registration requirement, are not viable options to gun rights advocates. Neither is Josenhaus's final idea, a repeal of the Second Amendment. Does he actually believe that he, a local attorney, can interpret the Second Amendment better than the esteemed judges of the U.S. Supreme Court? That's not reasonable. That's laughable, arrogant, and extreme. If he had a genuine interest in helping prevent murders, he would educate himself about guns and what is and is not acceptable to his pro-gun counterparts. He would not spout off like an out-of-touch elitist propagating ignorance by suggesting laws that sound nice, but will do nothing except limit freedoms, infringe upon rights, and endanger other protected rights we value in this country. To counter his ideas, here are a few facts from the pro-gun side. One of the fastest shooters actually broke world records using a six-shot revolver, not a semi-automatic, fed by a magazine. Should the pro-gun side give in on so-called reasonable restrictions such as magazine capacity, what will be next? Revolvers, because they can be fired and reloaded as quickly as semi-automatic pistols. Pro-gunners also fear that history can repeat itself and that licensing and registration will lead to confiscation. When the Second Amendment was written, everyone was expected to be part of the militia, and the militia was supposed to be free of any central government influence. The current National Guard does not meet that last criterion. But herein lies the problem. Josenhaus is so vehemently anti-gun and has so little desire to understand the pro-gun side or learn about guns that he probably believes what he proposes is reasonable. It has been suggested by the anti-gun movement for decades that these ideas originated from people who, like Josenhaus, are ignorant about guns. Therefore, they're inherently flawed and completely unreasonable to the pro-gun side of the debate. Not bad. Not bad. There's some other things that I could point out about Mr. Josenhaus's argument. Or, first of all, we were meant to be armed in the same capacity as our government. Now, without having seen his little text that he put forward, I'm reasonably sure that none of these gun control measures would apply to police and or the military. And he obviously, one of the, I love it when a guy who doesn't have any idea what he's talking about gets out there and wants to restrict what he doesn't know about what he's talking about. I've seen people practice with single shot shotguns that can reload a single shot shotgun pretty doggone fast. So reloading and rapid fire, these are all terms that are relative. They're relative. The six gun shooter he's talking about, Michalik, you know, he can shoot anything he picks up really quickly because he practices. And anybody can do that if they practice. I don't know if you can get to the Jerry Michalik level, but you definitely can get very fast. And multi-bullet magazines. I'm not a big Chris Christie fan, but he did, when he vetoed the magazine capacity proposal in New Jersey, he did sort of attack the anti-gunners because he came out and said, why don't you just go for what you really want, which is zero? Why don't you just ban guns instead of this incremental nonsense that you keep trying to put out there as reasonable restrictions? And this idea of repealing any of the first 10 amendments always tickles me. Now, I never hear them talking about repealing the Third Amendment. Why don't they ever talk about repealing the Third Amendment? That would solve the housing shortage amongst our military, wouldn't it? If there is such a thing. And I don't, unlike Mr. Maher, who is obviously just beginning to come into his own here, I don't think this Supreme Court or any Supreme Court is any more esteemed than anybody else. in their interpretation of things. If they what's with the interpretation? Where they look at the amendment and they try to say, well, this is what this word means and this is what that word means and everything else. Why don't you just look up what it meant when they used that terminology back in the day when they wrote it and then go with that idea. How about that? Because if you did, well, they'd have to print more money to do it because we'd all be getting vouchers for Dragon missiles and M4s and, I don't know, some other nice things it would be nice to have. Multi-bullet magazines and rapid-fire weapons, you can ban them tomorrow, and they're still going to exist. They're going to be fabricated. You can't get them all out of there. You can nuke the country, and there's still going to be semi-automatic weapons and standard-capacity magazines. They will survive through various places, and the numbers would probably be astounding. But this idea that you can make a law. And I wonder why Mr. Josenhaus didn't take a look at how well these laws are working out in New York and in Connecticut. Just for the registry part of it. So, I'm glad that regular people are getting active. Because I don't know if this gentleman was a low-info voter prior to his writing this letter. Doesn't sound like it. He's got a good set of facts on his side, and he did a splendid job writing to the Columbus Dispatch about his self being upset with them publishing Mr. Josenhaus's letter. One of the things they try to do and they try to say is for some reason any gun retailer out there today is supposed to be able to look at a crystal ball and figure out if you're going to do something with a gun that is illegal. And in no other consumable good is that the case. It's not the case with car. You can walk in and buy a car without a driver's license. Which, why do you need a car if you don't have the license to drive? And let's not get started on all the stuff that they, you know, these people use to concoct drugs and everything else. But they're always looking at the gun seller as the starting point to where the crime begins. And when we get back, we're going to look at a recent survey of gun dealers that somehow or other they put together based on illegal transactions. And this is supposed to yield some new mine of information of how criminals obtain guns. And it originates at the University of California at Davis in the School of Medicine. So we know how that's going to go. I'm sure it's going to be horrifying. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right, welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. A survey canvassed by, put together by Garen J. Wintemute, a renowned gun researcher that I've never heard of, canvassed 1,601 federally licensed dealers and pawnbrokers in 43 states on how often attempts were made to acquire guns illegally and how sellers reacted to such attempts. Before the survey, there were almost no answers to those questions. Among the findings, 67% of sellers had experienced at least one attempted straw purchase in the year before the survey for an estimated 2,051 attempts. While 43% had experienced at least one attempted undocumented purchase. If you extrapolate that to nearly, and this is where they take artistic license, because it's artistic license to extrapolate this to all similar sellers nationwide. That works out to 33,800 attempted straw purchases a year and 37,000 attempted undocumented purchases. Firearm theft was also common. The respondents said they refused the sales when they detected illegal purchase attempts, but most did not subsequently alert law enforcement or other retailers. Now, I know an independent retailer here where I live, and he ran the background check, and guy presented all the documentation he had, so it wasn't going to be undocumented. But he came back that he was prohibited. But then other information came up where there were warrants on this guy. Now, the gun dealer contacted local law enforcement and ATF and said, I'll tell him the gun is available for him to pick up. You guys can be hiding in the back of my gun shop. And when he shows up, you just come out and arrest him. And they weren't interested in doing that. And therein lies a problem. The survey also asked the dealers and the pawnbrokers for their opinion of the prevalence of other retailers knowing participation in illegal sales. How that would be known, I have no idea. These guys, I know plenty of gun sellers here in my local area, and some of them hate each other. And if some of them could get some dirt on the other, they would turn them in a heartbeat. The median estimate for retailers participating in illegal sales, which when they estimate it, that means they don't really know, is 3%. Extrapolating to roughly 57,000 retail licensees in the United States as of mid-2012, that's an estimated 1,719 dealers and pawnbrokers nationwide selling firearms illegally. Now, once again, this is all based upon a guess. Maybe an educated one, but a guess. And this is them asking other retailers about retailers participating in illegal sales. I submit this to you. If there's that many retailers out there doing illegal sales, arrest them. Take away their license, take away their livelihood, and put them in jail. Hit them with a fine. Because this is where we're about to enter the land of the unfeasible. When asked what motivated gun retailers to sell guns illegally, the number one reason was he wants the extra income. I know of one instance of discrepancies that the ATF could have caught and didn't. But I don't know if, I mean, I'm almost certain that my little portion of South Carolina that I live in, where they're, you know, handguns are hot right now. That's what's selling right now is handguns. And nobody needs to go into illegal sales for extra income because they're having a hard time just keeping the counter full. The extra income was followed by he thinks there's little risk of being caught and prosecuted, and he is supplying guns to a specific criminal group or extremist organization. Now, I would think, you know, with an organization that's highly funded, I don't think he'd be selling a gun. He'd be selling a crate of guns. According to the survey, respondents, that being gun dealers, agreed with one another that punishment for illegal sales was too lenient. They recommended a 10-year prison term and a $100,000 fine for multiple illegal sales motivated by personal gain. Current federal sentencing guidelines recommend prison for at most 6.5 years and a fine of $12,500 to $125,000. Gun dealers, according to the survey, have a vital role to play in stopping gun crimes. How? Now, has anybody ever been to an Academy Sports or a Cabela's? When you go into an Academy Sports and you say, hey, I want to look at that Steyr L9. They may have it and they'll hand it to you and then you say, what do you think of it? What do you think about the way this grip angle is? What do you think about it being a lower axis and everything? They're going to look at you and with a blank look. Because most of these guys that work in these gun shops don't write for Guns and Ammo or Guns Magazine. This is a job. They would be just as at home at Cabela's selling you waders as they would guns. Your job as the customer is to go in there and point out what you want. They'll pull it out of the case, and they'll write you up. They'll run the 4473. Then they'll walk you to the door like you're about to snap like a rubber band. We have to walk you to the door for every gun purchase. How are those guys going to look at somebody and say, you know, he seems shady? We're already operating under the non-presumption of innocence when you fill out the form 4473. If they fill that out and then it comes back and you're not a prohibited person, their job is essentially over with as long as you pay them. All that's left is them taking the money. And then they escort you out the door. So do all of your shopping in the big box stores before you make your gun purchase. Because you're not going to be allowed to, you know, browse anymore after you make that gun purchase, at least until you go out to your car and put away that evil gun. The empty gun, by the way. They believe that what appears to be missing here is the will and the competence and the incentives to play the role well of being a gun dealer. Gun dealers are already regulated up to their eyeballs. When a gun dealer has to also presume, see, we're already asking our police to get out there and look at somebody and make a psychological analysis of them based upon a 5-minute Polaroid snapshot. Now we're going to do that with the gun dealers, who, once again, are not specifically trained to do this kind of thing. Gun dealers do during Fast and Furious, it was absolutely rife. They would be picking up the phone and calling ATF and saying, so-and-so is down here and they want to buy 10 AK-47s. The ATF would say, we'll let the sale go, proceed. Plenty of flags get thrown their way all the time. And they do nothing. Most of them, I don't know. I just don't know. Now, there's a group of thought out there. I'm sure they're going to want to legislate this. It's going to be legislated. If you're a gun dealer and you're an FFL dealer, there goes the willow. If you're a gun dealer and you have an FFL, from here on out, you have to really scrutinize your customers, even if you know them forever. You better be looking hard at them. Make that call, even though you don't know what you're doing. Coming up next, from Texas/U.S. Law Shield, we'll be joined by Edwin and Michelle on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.